From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, July 18th. Look for mostly sunny skies today. It will be a little less humid with a high around 88. We'll see clear skies tonight. Look for an overnight low around 66. 100 fire departments across the state, including ones in southern Illinois, are splitting more than $2 million in fire safety grants. State Fire Marshal Matt Perez says departments will use the money for things like safety equipment, protective clothing, and breathing apparatuses. He says these small equipment grants are a huge help.
The men and women in these departments, although many times undermanned, undertrained, and under-equipped, put their lives on the line daily to ensure the safety of the people of Illinois. It is the least we can do to keep them safe as they keep other people safe.
Fire departments in southern Illinois receiving grants of up to $26,000 include those in El Dorado, Valier, Sparta, and Cave-In Rock. The Marion Fire Department is one of 10 across the state to receive federal funding. Marion will receive more than $55,000 through the Department of Homeland Security's Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. It provides first responder organizations with funds to modify facilities as well as purchase emergency response equipment, personal protective equipment, firefighting, and emergency vehicle training. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is suing the U.S. Department of Justice for refusing to release more than $6.5 million in grant funds owed to local law enforcement agencies. Lee Gaines has more.
The grants are used to fund crime prevention initiatives. Madigan says the Justice Department is withholding the money because of a 2017 law that promotes cooperation between law enforcement agencies and immigrant communities. The DOJ attached new conditions to this year's grant funds regarding immigration enforcement. The federal agency also withheld money from Chicago over its sanctuary city status. Chicago then sued and won. That ruling initially applied to the entire country, but last month was limited to just Chicago. Vic Amar, dean of University of Illinois' law school, explains.
So the federal government says right now we've been ordered to ignore our own conditions only with respect to Chicago, but with respect to everybody else, we're going to continue to apply the conditions that we think are ones we have every right to apply.
The DOJ did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Lee Gaines.
The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois is stepping down. Donald Boyce's resignation takes effect at midnight on Sunday. Boyce was sworn in as a U.S. attorney in July of 2016 and appointed to the Southern District of Illinois bench in October of that year. He is also a former St. Louis police officer. Starting on Monday, Stephen Weinhoff will assume the role of acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Illinois. Before becoming a U.S. attorney in 2008, the Springfield native served as an assistant in the Sangamon County State's Attorney's Office. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has vetoed a bill that would end the state's participation in a multi-state voter registration system that critics say is inaccurate and vulnerable to hackers. The Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program is run through the Kansas Secretary of State's office and is aimed at flagging duplicate voter registrations across state lines. In his veto message yesterday, Governor Rauner said that the legislation hinders Illinois' efforts to combat fraudulent voting. The Illinois Farm Bureau is calling on the Trump administration to go to the bargaining table with China over tariffs. Farm Bureau lobbyist Adam Nielsen says the Chinese response against American agriculture products is not helpful and might hurt farmers in the long run.
When you lose a market, it's very, very difficult to get it back, especially if there are other reliable suppliers out there. You know, we'd like to see more talk and less escalation.
Nielsen says the Farm Bureau would also like to see a bilateral trade agreement with Japan and resumption of renegotiations on NAFTA. And while the SIU Board of Trustees prepares to embark on a search for a new system president, Northern Illinois University trustees have approved the next president of the DeKalb School. At a meeting this week, they voted in favor of a resolution naming acting president Lisa Freeman to the job permanently. Freeman had said she didn't plan on pursuing the permanent position. She was named acting president after Doug Baker stepped down last year amid a state investigation, accusing him and other administrators of mismanagement with the hiring of consultants. SIU's trustees will meet next month to begin the search process for a new system leader after they approved a separation agreement on Monday of this week with President Randy Dunn. Weather-wise today, mostly sunny on your Wednesday. We'll see a high around 86. Humidity will be a little less across the region. Winds will be out of the east at 5 to 7 miles an hour. Look for mostly clear conditions tonight, an overnight low of 66. We'll see some more sunshine tomorrow, at least start the day off with. Then a chance of some showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon and into tomorrow evening. Some of those storms could potentially be severe. We'll see a high tomorrow around 89, a low tomorrow night of 72. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.